Welcome back to Gulf Coast Live. I'm Julie Glenn. More than a quarter of America's 46 million seniors live alone, and many experience social isolation, which has been connected with a number of health issues like poor diet, dementia, lack of exercise, high blood pressure, arthritis, and depression. Studies from the National Center on Elder Abuse also show a correlation between that social isolation and elder abuse, both of which tend to increase during the holidays. Sherry Young is the Health and Wellness Coordinator at the Area Agency on Aging for Southwest Florida, and she joins us now to talk about why it's especially important to take time to connect with seniors during the holiday season. Hi, Sherry. Thanks for being here.
Hi, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you back on the show. We're talking about the social isolation and elder abuse risk during the holiday season, and you can become part of the conversation by giving us a call at 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. On Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media, and on Twitter, we're at WGCU, using the hashtag of GCL. So, Sherry, first, tell me what constitutes elder abuse exactly?
Elder abuse can be a number of things. It can be actual physical abuse. It can be neglect of a senior, someone who's either a family caregiver or a paid caregiver that's not providing the things that senior needs. It could be self-neglect on the part of the senior themselves, not taking care of their hygiene, their medical needs, living in an unsafe environment, unwillingness to do any of these things for themselves. And it can also be financial exploitation.
Yeah, talking somebody into giving you money for things. Or
exactly. Or helping yourself to a senior's assets or finances.
Or taking things and going and selling them or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I understand there tends to be three major categories. There's the abuse, neglect, and exploitation. Is there overlap in these? Do you see that a lot?
Yeah. Often the physical abuse can be accompanied by the financial exploitation and or neglect. The self-neglect on the part of the senior can also lead to them becoming a more vulnerable target for other things such as the financial exploitation or scams.
Uh-huh. So what is it about the holiday season that made you come out and want to talk about getting people to, go and check on isolated elderly relatives?
Right. Well, during the holidays, we tend to get together with our friends, family, neighbors, and somebody that's socially isolated. The holidays can be very lonely for them, and that loneliness can often lead to these other risks of depression, self-neglect.
We've abuse. Talked a lot about self-neglect before, and this mm-hmm. holiday time of year when people are, if they're left alone, that can lead to that depression, which kind of just falls right into that, I just don't even feel like getting up and cleaning anything, and I'm not going to cook anything for myself.
Definitely.
So you see a lot of that around
a
the holidays.
A lot of that. And it's important for us to remember, these folks that live alone, they might seem to be doing fine all the rest of the time around the year. But then during the holidays, if they become lonely, we want to watch for those things. Are they taking care of themselves? How is their hygiene? Are they eating properly? Are they getting out? Are they active? Those sort of things can just snowball into bigger problems if we don't keep an eye out.
And do we see a bigger issue down here because we have a lot of seniors who may have moved away from family and friends and another support system up north who came down here to live in Florida?
Definitely. And that's a big part of what our agency does. We can handle a lot of these things that maybe family members that don't live in the area don't know where to turn to for things such as services and programs in the home for these seniors.
What can people do if they suspect that someone is kind of alone and doesn't have anybody around during the holiday season? What can others do to help out?
They can reach out, contact the senior and find out if they'd like to go to lunch, if there's anything they can help them with around the house, decorating, running errands for them, maybe taking them out to a senior center or a show, something, where they can get a little activity and some socialization.
What if somebody's trying to do that from afar, though? Say you have a relative, you, for example, you live in Ohio, but you have a relative that lives down here. Is there an outreach from the Area Agency on Aging where, you know, maybe I'm worried about my grandma who lives here and I call your organization? Can you then go and check on her and offer some
right.
activities?
Yes, our agency provides all kinds of services and programs in the home. We have health and wellness programs as well to get the senior a little bit of socialization and physical activity. Our main goal is to keep that person living independently in their home for as long as possible with dignity and independence. So all they have to do is reach out to us. They can call our toll-free number, 866-413-5337, and they can arrange for all of those things from wherever they happen to live.
There is a lot going on there, too, at the Area Agency on Aging.
Yeah.
I've called to leave a voicemail for you before, and it's the longest message with all the stuff that's going on. If you're interested in this, this is happening at this time and this day. So there's definitely a lot happening at your agency, at that organization. So, and we also have a link to the website on our website, which is wgcunews.org. And this is also useful if there are people who have elderly friends or family members that they're just too busy with work and everything else. They can't get there. They can also rely on an organization such as yours.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, I really appreciate you coming in and talking with us. We don't have a whole lot of time today, but I want to thank my guest, Sherry Young, Health and Wellness Coordinator at the Area Agency on Aging of Southwest Florida. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you so much, Julie.
We are going to go to pledge now, but I would like to share that our show today was produced by Rachel Iacovone and Mike Kniry. Our director is Richard Chinqui. Our social media coordinator is Tara Callaghan. Gulf Coast Live is made possible through the generous support of the Elizabeth B. McGraw Foundation. For now, thanks for listening. I'm Julie Glenn. This is WGCU-FM Fort Myers, 90.1, WMKO Marco Island, 91.7 FM NPR for Southwest Florida.